The Green Compass.
The Green Compass.
Exploring the road to a better Pittsburgh.
Where we are and where we are going.
I'm Kayla Starda.
I'm Agnes Fanny Nyama.
And I'm Tyler Churchill.
Many people are unaware of the effects the current budget deficit is having on arts education. We set out to get a better understanding of the situation.
We spoke with a few individuals who know a lot about what is really going on in regard to the budget cuts.
Our first two experts were Marilyn Egan, the Director of Education at Pittsburgh Opera, and Dr. Sarah Tambucci, Director of the Arts Education Collaborative. Both were eager to tell us about the issues surrounding arts education and funding. Marilyn Egan specifically noted one aspect that many people overlook.
The arts are core academic content areas. If you go back to the No Child Left Behind Act, you'll see that arts are listed as core academic content.
Dr. Tambucci elaborated.
Regulated programs are harder to cut. And you should know that the arts are regulated programs. They are required. There are standards in Pennsylvania. We have to teach the arts and humanities in Pennsylvania.
To get another perspective, we spoke with Point Park College freshman Tyler Jetter, who shares a similar sentiment regarding the importance of artistic expression.
In theater, you can be so many different characters. There's so many different people you can play. There's so many different personas you can take on. So you're able to just express yourself in a lot of different ways, so it gets exciting.
Moreover, Dr. Tambucci stressed that the community is reluctant to cut education budgets in any subject.
You see, because communities really want what they have in education and always want more, don't ever want things to be cut back.
But how do we fight for the arts?
We can advocate, I think we should advocate for arts education, for strong, quality arts education programs.
Getting right to the source, we talked to the people whose future would be most affected by possible cuts. We asked them one question. How do the arts make you feel?
For me, it makes me feel happy because it's like a whole crowd watching what I'm made of.
Music and that stuff shows people who they are and it gives them a chance to show what they got.
I learned how not to be shy and just keep on going with it.
Everybody like sees you as who you are in dance.
Art is like, if you feel something inside of you and you want to express it, you could do it in art.
Art to me is imagination. You could do anything, create it. That's how I feel about art.
After hearing this, one question remains. What would the world be like without arts education?
If you don't stand up and fight for the arts, they will go.
So this is your chance to stand up for the arts that you believe in. Are you ready?
This series was produced at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade
and was created and made possible by the Heinz Endowments Youth Philanthropy Interns Program.
More information on the Heinz Endowments is available at Heinz.org.